It's the Lunch Show with Chad Summers. Fasten your seatbelts for the greatest radio show in the world, ever. And now, the host of the Lunch Show, Chad Summers.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Show, ladies and gentlemen. Today is November 25th, 2025. Also known as the day before Thanksgiving Eve. So, hope you all are excited for Thanksgiving. I know a lot of you are traveling right now. Cut out of work early. But, yeah. Let's get on with the program here. Birthdays. Christina Applegate, 53. Known for her role on Married with Children. Classic sitcom. And that's it for birthdays, actually. Also on this day in history, 1942, Leslie Groves and Robert Oppenheimer chose Los Alamos to develop the first atom bomb. Pretty interesting stuff there. 1914, Joe DiMaggio was born. That's it for historic news that, you know, you would want to hear about. All right, let's get into the meat of the program here. Our news, this one from Newsmax, U.S. Designates Venezuela as a terrorist organization. Yeah, that's pretty interesting because it's a country, right? You know, usually it's just like cartels and terrorist groups or whatever, but yeah, that's a whole country, so it changes things up a little bit. It gives us more ability to do what we got to do, whatever that is. Take Maduro out, I think, is our whole objective here, because he's like he's a cartel boss and the head of a somewhat major country, a country big enough to send in enough drugs to kill off hundreds of thousands of Americans. So yeah, I guess we've deleted like 80 boat crew members that were carrying narcotics in those drug boats. So, man, those videos are crazy. Absolutely crazy. But yeah, let's keep at it. This one from CNN, U.S. official says Ukraine agrees to deal. Zelensky says, quote, much work, unquote, needed. Yeah, see, Ukraine agrees to deal. It doesn't say Russia agrees to deal or Putin agrees to deal. You know, it just says Ukraine agrees to deal. So, yeah, here's the next, our next headline from Newsmax. Russia strikes Ukraine's capital despite U.S. peace push. See, they're not done. Ukraine's not going to give up any land, and Russia won't stop unless they get a big chunk of Ukraine, is the way I understand it. So we're just going to have to see. I mean, I've been listening to the news this morning, and there it sounds somewhat promising that it's going to be resolved, but I don't know. I mean, there have been a lot of lives lost on both sides of this war. Like, it's actually astronomical. It's absolutely terrible. But all right, enough of that war talk. Here's one from Fox. Video shows wild neighborhood street takeover as violent mob pummels couple, burns truck. This was in neighborhood of Malba in Queens, New York City. Sounds like a great area. These big cities, they're just great places, aren't they? Good Lord. Larry Rush, or Roosh, he was a resident. He moved one of his trucks, maybe like in front of his yard, because these losers were doing donuts in people's front yards, and you know, like, so I think he moved his truck to try to prevent them from going through his yard, maybe, and they burnt his truck down. There's video of it. Go watch the video. That's on Fox. They torched his truck, and they show the fire department come and put the truck out. But yeah, you know, they got to lock these people up. I don't know what the hell else to tell you. You know, if you sit there and look for a solution to this, you're not going to be able to stop it from happening because these situations just pop up. But you can catch them and, you know, lock them up. What the hell? CNN takeaways from Lindsey Halligan's disqualification and dismissal of the James Comey and Letitia James cases. So basically what you have are this liberal judges letting liberal political criminals off the hook using some loopholes. That's all there is to it. Pam Bondi was just on the news saying she's going to appeal it and fight it and whatever. What you call corruption, folks. And that's what runs our country. Bunch of corruption. Sickening. Fox weather. Powerful lake effect storm. Snowstorm to sweep across Great Lakes in Midwest and Northeast. You know, I don't know. Do you want that for Thanksgiving? I don't think so. You do for Christmas, right? You want a white Christmas? Blizzard? Hell yeah. And then you want it to melt, like, just after the new year, you know? But, yeah, so be careful out there. They were making it sound like it's life-threatening conditions. So, you know, be smart. Here's one from Fox. College freshman died after fraternity hazing led to, quote, horrific abuse, family says. Subheading here. Sawyer Updike was allegedly subjected to physical abuse and forced drug use at University of Texas Austin Sigma Chi chapter. He later ended himself voluntarily. But yeah, that's, I mean, forced, like the family suing probably the college or the fraternity. I don't know, but that's terrible. Like, I can't believe this still goes on. I just can't believe it. What sickos, like physical abuse? I mean, what are they doing? What the hell are y'all doing, dumbasses? Here's one from TMZ. Singer Della Rosa shot to death in parked car. Suspects on the loose. She was a 20-year-old Latina singer. This happened in Los Angeles. Oh, God. Well, that's unfortunate. But, you know, when you live in... You probably shouldn't live in there in Los Angeles and be like a singer, you know? I know that sounds crazy, but I don't know. These big cities, they're just not safe anymore. I don't know. Move out to the country or something. Small town USA, you know? You can still be a singer when you got the internet. All right, folks, that leaves us with one story left, and it's good. Always is here at the Lunch Show. Always has been, always will be. We'd like to end the show in good spirits. Before we do that, I just want to say subscribe to the show. Click on all the things that help the show. You know what they are. Send me an email at chad@thelunchshow.com. Leave comments if they're good. If they're bad, I don't know, leave them anyway. Who cares? All right, here's one from Good News Network. Seal flops onto photographer's boat to escape hunting orca pod. She captured it all on camera. Yeah, this is actually the second video I've seen like this where a seal jumped into a boat trying to escape orcas. I'm not a big fan of orcas. I'm really not. don't know. I saw one video where they killed like this baby whale. It was like a big blue whale. It was a giant whale. It was a mama and a baby. And they killed baby and just ate part of ate its lower jaw, and that was it. And then it's like, my God, if you're going to do that, eat the whole thing, right? But yeah, I'm not a big fan of orcas. I don't know. I know they're trying to survive just like all of us, but they're also like, they're attacking sailboats in the Straits of Gibraltar and sinking boats. Like many, this is not just in one occasion. Like, they've sunk several boats, and it's pretty terrifying. Can you imagine being on a sailboat and all of a sudden, bam, bam, your boat's getting tossed around and then sinks, and you're sitting there in a little raft with killer orcas, killer whales swimming around you? I don't think they're whales. They're kind of like dolphins, aren't they? But anyway, I'm going to leave it at that. We're going to call this an episode. Hope you all have a good Thanksgiving. Stuff yourself. Crash out on the couch watching some football, whatever it is we do here in America. It's good stuff. We've got major issues in this country, but we're hanging by a thread, but there's still hope. So let's be thankful for that. And on that note, keep pressing on in your life, and peace out.
All right, folks, that's it for the Lunch Show today. Don't forget to come back every Tuesday and Friday for new episodes. And don't forget to like, share, tweet, subscribe, friend, listen, email, and tell your friends and family about us. We need every single one of you all. Thank you in advance for your support, and I hope you all have an awesome day.
You just listened to The Lunch Show.